prior to this ball game, and we'll be back with that after this.
Discover quality. Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.
Hearst is the finding place for most everything on a homeowner's list of supplies.
There's putty and brass and trimmers for grass.
There are nuts and bolts, washers and screws.
Latches and patches and different glues.
Gaskets and baskets, nails and pails.
When you're looking for something, it never fails. You'll find it at Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. And the new store is open in Hurricane. Grand opening March 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hearst first on Sunshine Square.
And in Hurricane.
Yes, we have. St. George Dodge Mazda did donate a car that's used on a purpose that we can use it to recruit with. One that we really appreciate from their standpoint because it's a nice gesture for them. We do travel a lot of miles during the year, close to 25 to 30,000 miles a year. Most of that, of course, related to basketball purposes, and they did that, and we really appreciate them for it.
That's a sign of some things that have been growing in St. George, more fan support, best attendance here.
I think it has been. It's not only best attendance, but I mentioned this in the Colonel's Club last time. It was not only good crowds we had this year, but very active crowds, which really makes it more fun to be to the games, not just go sit and watch the games, but yet get involved with what's going on the floor. And in regional playoff, I thought it was really evident, especially in the Mesa ball game, where we got a lot of people off their hands and got up in the air, and we really appreciate it. And it makes a lot of difference having your hometown. Plus, look at all the people that are back here. It's really a lot of fun for us to have this type of support clear back in Kansas.
Every time I turn around, another carload shows up.
Yes, and they're still looking for more. I know all of the players were, we just got through with our pregame meal, and all of the players were concerned that they're not all here yet. Plus, a lot of the cars that are already here this afternoon drove back to Wichita to pick up more people, so it's great.
The recruiting car from St. George Dodge Mazda, the crowds, the feeling here in Hutchinson, it just seems to be things are starting to come together. They've come together for Dixie this year.
Well, we're very proud of a basketball program, and it's really gratifying for those people that have been involved with it to work so hard and to see it come about. But it really comes back to, I think, any program is directly related to the type of people you recruit. Not only good players, but good people, and that's a real compliment to our players that so many people want to come to watch them. I'm sure that if we had great players that were jerks, that it drives people away and they don't like to come. But yet, on the other hand, we have good players that are good people, and that really draws things together, makes it fun for everyone involved.
You're one of the final 16 teams in the country still playing. To begin with, it's nice to be here. If nothing else happens, it's nice to be here.
Well, this is the primary goal that you set for yourself when you come. First of all, it's to learn to play in preseason. Not just learn to play the game of basketball, but learn to play together defensively and offensively. And in the process of learning to play together, we hope that we can build some confidence, that they believe in themselves, that they think they really are a good basketball team. And once that they get through the barrier of how good can we be, or are we good or are we not good, then they can become good. And I think this particular team got to that stage early this year. We started off really shaky, but as it went on, they proved to themselves they can be as good as anyone in the country. We look at the four losses we've had, and we could have won every ball game, and that's really encouraging for us. But yet, we have to set the goal to win the region or the conference, because unless you can win the conference, your possibilities of winning the region are so small. And then you have to win the regionals to get here, and here we are. And so primarily the three goals that we've set up till now have been realized, but yet the final goal is to win it here. It's really nice to be here, and it's a great feeling here, and the arena is beautiful now. They've refurbished it. It's as nice as anything that we'll ever play in. The atmosphere here of all the major college coaches here to watch the best junior college teams in the country, and all the ratings no longer matter, and all the win-loss records really don't matter anymore, because we start that fourth aspect of the season. And hopefully all the things that you've tried to realize till now will be realized here. The confidence, primarily, to believe in themselves, to stay together, to play together, to let them know that you win big ball games on defense and on the boards, and the rest of it falls into place, to keep playing unselfishly. And if we've accomplished those things, we have as good a chance as anyone there is to win this.
You have two other aspects, experience. You have a lot of sophomores. And experience in the tournament. You have one man that's been here.
Well, yes, and he's really helped us get here. not just the way he's played. He's had a great year and made first team all region, which is a heck of an accomplishment. He makes first team all conference, which is great. He's been MVP in two or three tournaments we had preseason. He's had a great year. But his attitude towards getting here, the old thing that he, all year long, he says, we've got to think about getting to Kansas. And he really meant it. And because of that, the rest of the players caught on to it as well. And it's nice having him here. He had such a great experience when he was here before that it meant a lot to him to get back. And here we are. Now it's up to us just to continue on and play as well as we've ever played.
Talking with Ron Ants prior to the game, I get the feeling he's relaxed. And yet, every time he talks, he says, we have nothing but tough games here. He knows the edge you have to have.
Well, we look at the team. We went and watched a game already today, and, of course, one of the teams didn't look very good, and the other one just blew them away. But yet, on the other hand, you look at it, and that team has won 25, 26 ball games. Anytime you get a team that's winning 20 ball games, you've got a great basketball team. And all the teams here are. This team that we have we're playing tonight has a 28-3 record, tremendous record. And it doesn't matter which conference you're in or anything else. You have to go on the road for half those ball games. And to be a good basketball team and win 28 ball games as they are, you've got to be a good team. They are good. They're big. They're strong. They're aggressive. And they've had a winning tradition. That team, Mercer's been here 9 times in the histories of the school. I think they've won 3 or 4 of these before. Their coach has won a couple of them before. So they've been through it a lot of times. And the tradition of the school is really big. And hopefully the Dixie's getting that tradition that we want to be here consistently, that we want to be recognized as one of the best basketball teams consistently in the United States, not once every 5 years or once every, well, if we've been fortunate to be here every 3 years. But yet we want to come every year, and I think Mercer's practically to that position. Well, we hope we are too, and we have something to prove here.
You look at Mercer, size-wise about the same, muscle-wise maybe a little more for Mercer.
Well, of course, you can look at us and say we are thin, especially with Ants, but on the other hand, you know, our upfront people, we got two of them over 200 pounds, and we can bring Wes in, and we can bring Steve Flynn in, and those people are big as well. Yet they go 6'8", 225, 6'5", 225, and 6'5", around 215. Those are big people and big, strong people. And then their coach, of course, really emphasizes just take it at you and shove it down you. So they'll be working hard to get the ball inside. Understand one of their best players is their point guard, Stevenson, extremely quick and penetrates. He shoots it well. Their other guard, Everett, shoots it really well as well. So we'll have our hands full. As Ron Ants indicates, every team we play now is good. It's down to 16 teams in the United States.
This ball game tonight, you haven't had a chance to scout them very much, and they haven't had a chance to scout you very much. What do you look at with that kind of going into the game blind situation? What do you look like at to be the key for Dixie?
Well, you were involved in our shootout at the end of our workout last night, of which you and Stan had to buy drinks for everyone. I want everyone in St. George to know that they both went 0 for 5 at the free throw line. So what they write and what they say, just believe it as a reporter, not as athletes. Now, with that out of the way, as we mentioned at the end of our shooting session last night, that in tournaments like this, we come back to basic fundamentals. Play the defense, and you learn to play it all year long, and you don't have time to scout, and those teams that are basically sound win. You run your offense not as a trick offense, but a basic, sound offense that works against all situations. If you have to change things to adjust to teams, you don't win, because here you don't have time to change. We feel like that we play man-to-man because it's a basic defense. We play 2-3 zone because we can adjust out of it. And that's the way you win tournaments like this. You don't win it by doing trick things. You win it by being good, sound basketball team, and we're that.
One report says that Mercer, we've already mentioned the slowdown offense, that Mercer likes to play matchup zone, the shades of man-to-man.
Well, we play matchup zone, too. You know, realistically, our man, we play man on the ball and off the ball, we zone. And so so our man-to-man is really a matchup as well. It's just that we call ours man-to-man. They call ours a matchup zone. There's really no difference between the two. They're basically, my report comes, they're basically a man-to-man team that does play a lot of matchup. And so are we. You know, that's basically the way we play, too. Again, it comes back to practically all the teams that are here do the same things. They run the basic types of motion. And however, Mercer will run a pattern set in a lot of situations. And both the teams will press, and most of the teams will play man-to-man. So I ought to tell you about some of the things that win in crucial times. Those are the things that you have to do. You don't win playing zone all the time.
Tonight, starting lineup, any changes?
No, we'll start the same way we've been starting with. Eddie Benson and Ola Stockery on the guard line. Forward-wise, of course, we'll go with our two all-region players with McMullen and Ants and Tom Roberts inside.
Coach Neil Roberts, thank you for being with us. Good luck today.
Thank you.
There you've heard Coach Neil Roberts. Prior to this ball game, Dixie versus Mercer. We're just minutes away from the beginning of the game. Let's take another quick 30-second break for Hearst Van Franklin Ace Hardware and be back with more pregame information.
Discover quality.
Hearst Van Franklin Ace Hardware.
If you're a do-it-yourself home maintenance person, give yourself a hand, a spring pickup. Hearst has so many wonderful ways to do things better. There are tools to trim time and fasteners that you'll find fascinating. Parts and particulars are available at Hearst's. And the Hurricane Store's grand opening is March 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Discover Van Franklin, where quality is right at home.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hearst first on Sunshine Square.
And in Hurricane.
Back at the Hutchinson Sports Arena in Hutchinson, Kansas, the Midwest country. And believe it or not, we've had beautiful weather. There was a tornado watch for the central and south central Kansas yesterday as we came in. But that has dissipated. And it's beautiful, warm, a little bit muggy weather, and an early spring in the state of Kansas. And Dixie's hoping to make that, keep that an early spring for the Rebels also. You can hear the Dixie College Band in the background. Many of the members of the band have made the trip out to Hutchinson. Cheerleaders are here. Rodney Rebel is here. A good number of fans are here. And so this should be a dandy. Let's take a look at records and what's taken place so far in the tournament. 27-3 on the year for Mercer County Community College. But 20 out of their last 21 games for Mercer have been victorious. 16-game winning streak, and they got here by defeating, in the Region 19 tournament, Union College, 42-31. They defeated Gloucester Community College, 72-65, and defeated Bergen Community College, 84-71. And then, in the first round playoff game, interregional playoff game, it was Mercer 49, Farmingdale, New York, 45. Now, Dixie College, meanwhile, comes into this game owning a 7-game winning streak and a 28-4 record on the year. And a little bit of a design for revenge. They would like to come back and defeat Mercer College, the team that knocked them out of the championship tournament just 3 years ago. There is one other factor for Mercer County Community College. Michael Dobson, the big center, is dressed. May be ready to play, but yesterday in practice, Dobson severely sprained his ankle, has been undergoing ultrasound treatment, and also has been involved in doctor's appointments left and right. And whether he will be able to be much of a factor, we'll have to wait and see. That pretty well completes the pregame show. Stay tuned for play-by-play action of Dixie versus Mercer County Community College. Back after this.
Discover quality.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.
Hearst's new store in Hurricane is open at 527 West State. And will you be surprised? We think so, but you must see it to prove it's the most up-to-date store in East Washington County. And don't miss the grand opening March 25th, 26th, and 27th. Prizes and bargains galore.
Discover Ben Franklin, where quality is right at home.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hearst first on Sunshine Square.
And in Hurricane.
You've been listening to the pregame show on KDXU, live from Hutchinson, Kansas. Dixie College basketball is up next. You've been listening to the pregame show brought to you by Hearst Ben Franklin, Ace Hardware, and now with a brand new store in the Hurricane area. Join us for the postgame show directly following this game. Stay tuned now for championship basketball with the Rebels of Dixie College. From the KDXU Sports Department, it's time for NJCAA Basketball Championship with the Dixie College Rebels in Hutchinson, Kansas. This game is brought to you by Capco Petroleum, by Burger King, Realty World, Alpha Realty, by Olson Levitt Insurance, by Tri-State Office and Music Supply, and by Western Village in Mesquite, Nevada. Associate sponsors include Dixie Loop Center, Jones Paint and Glass, J&J Mill and Lumber, Bateman Pharmacy, and by Hanson's Auto Body.
Back at the Hutchinson Community College, or near Hutchinson Community College, the Hutchinson Sports Arena, a sports arena that has undergone almost $2 million of renovation. And I mean, it's beautiful. It's always been a historical site, literally, because you can sense history has taken place in this arena. Now, there's still a sense of history, but it's been renovated and brightened. New chair seats, polyethylene type chair seats, have been installed. It's colorful with blue, red, and yellow seats in this field house, in this arena. And it is just a delightful place to be. And Mercer, or I should say Hutchinson, turns out in fourth. Although the crowds have not been totally packed each ball game, we understand all but about 500 seats have been sold as a package for the entire tournament. So many of the citizens of Hutchinson will be in and out of this tournament, of this sports arena, watching the ball game. As we mentioned, there is a strong Dixie contingent that has made the trip from St. George, albeit a long trip, many in caravans, some by plane, and a whole busload made it here, including Rodney Rebel and the cheerleaders. Dixie versus Mercer County Community College. The question will be for Mercer whether Mike Dobson will start. Let's take a quick 60-second break and be back with beginning action. Dixie versus Mercer after this 60-second break.
Everyone saves money at Capco Petroleum's TBA warehouse in Cedar City. Whether you are a large industrial company, farmer, auto dealer, rancher, service station operator, parts store, or just plain John Doe, you can buy oil, tires, batteries, oil filters, shocks, air filters, and accessories at the lowest prices in southern Utah. Don't take my word for it. Call them at 586-5055 and check it out for yourself. That's 586-5055, Capco Petroleum's TBA warehouse, 225 North, 100 West in Cedar City.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those appetizing favorites at Burger King. Just don't think about them. Forget about our sizzling flame-broiled beef. Ignore the crunchy pickles, the melted cheese, the creamy mayonnaise. Pay no attention to our piping hot sandwiches. Using this simple technique, you might resist a bit when someone asks,
"Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?"
Watch for breakfast coming soon to your St. George Burger King restaurant.
Beginning the tournament, as Neil Roberts has received the award as the Region 1 Coach of the Year, and that was handed out by executives of the National Junior College Athletic Association, and Howie Landa, who is three times National Coach of the Year, twice as coach national champions at Mercer County Community College, receives the Region 19 Coach of the Year Award. By the way, if you start taking total points over the entire years of the NJCAA tournament and take a look at the 8 points for first, and 7 for second, et cetera, et cetera, Moberly, Missouri is the all-time champion, if you will. They won 4 national championships. Tyler, Texas is number 2, and Mercer County Community College is ranked number 3. Defensively this year, there is a strong defensive flavor. Defending national champion Westart will be playing Midland, Texas in the second game of the evening here, is the number one ranked defensive team in the country, and Mercer County is the number 3 defensive team in the country, allowing their opponents ever so few points, like 55.3 points per game. Dixie's starting lineup being introduced. Now, Mercer County Community College will start Michael Dobson. Dobson will start in the middle. How long he will go, how healthy the ankle is, we'll just have to wait and see. There's a strong Dixie contingent, strong Dixie flavor to the crowd right now. And every place I went since I've been in Hutchinson, Kansas, it's been, boy, we're glad you guys showed up. So Hutchinson, who makes every team feel welcome, has definitely made Dixie feel welcome. Now, some family members of the ball players have shown up. I've seen Ron Ence's parents, Eddie Benson's parents, Chris McMullen's parents, Brent White's parents have made it also. I understand Fred Roberts, Tom's brother, along with his brother Glenn, have made it, and the rest of the family. They're all here, ready to jump center. Number 40, Charles Thomas. Thomas will start in place of Holmes. Thomas will start and jump center in place of Dobson. But the tap is controlled by Dixie. Into the forecourt to Ence. Back to Benson. Back to Ence. Out of the corner. Good. And Dixie gets the first basket. Ron Ence drops it in. Make it 2-0 Dixie. Ron Ence. A lot of people on Hutchinson remember when he was named to the all-tournament team. Ants and the defending most valuable player, Dwayne Shepherd, have a chance to join an exclusive group of players that have been named all-tournament for two years. Trying to penetrate is Michael Everett. Mercer County Community College will hang on to the basketball. They'd like to power a game. They'd like to take their time. To the high post, it goes to Charles Thomas. Give and go quickly. It goes to number 22, Troy Stevenson, out in front. Long jump shot, up and no good. Rebound brought down by Mercer. Shot no good. Rebound, tap, no good. Tap out in front to Eddie Benson. Fast break, 3-on-2. Benson at the top of the key. Leaves it for Chris McMullen. Back to Eddie Benson. In the corner, Ron Ants looks for help. In deep, it goes to McMullen. Leaves the ball for Roberts. Muscle shot, no good. Traveling call. Or is it a foul? Let's wait. 3-second violation. Traveling call or a foul? Apparently, just a turnover. A traveling call, or correction, a 3-second violation. So Dixie turns the ball over, leading 2-0. Howie Landa complains about the basketball. It was a new basketball originally. And with a team that's used to the little more dusty basketball, it now goes back to Mercer. Howie Landa wanted to change the basketball, felt it was too slick. This happened in the Tunxus game to begin things. Earlier today, Tunxus defeated Ferrum, Virginia, 90-75. Tunxus, one of two undefeated teams in this tournament. The other one, Miami-Dade North, will play College of Southern Idaho later today, like the last game of the night. At the angle, Troy Stevenson, a transfer from Western Texas Junior College, comes out in front to Charles Thomas, back to Stevenson. And Dobson is not in there after all. Long jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by number 42 for Mercer. That's Carl Holmes, and as he went up again, he was fouled by Olas Dockery. Dockery picks up personal foul number one. That's team foul number one on Dixie. Into the free throw line goes number 42, Carl Holmes. This is going to be a slow, deliberate ball game if Mercer County Community College has its way. Dixie can play either way, although they do like to push it up the floor and run a little bit. Shooting two is Holmes. Holmes hits the first one. 2-1 ball game. Dixie out in front. After Tunxus defeated Ferrum, Vincennes, Indiana demolished Nebraska Western 77-55. Second shot up and good by Carl Holmes, and we have a tie ball game, two each. And then in the game just completed, Moberly of Missouri defeated Jamestown of New York 77-73. Half court pressure by Mercer County. At the point it goes to Eddie Benson. Lob into the corner to Chris McMullen. McMullen looks for help. Out in front at the point to Eddie Benson. At the left angle, it goes to Ron Ants. A matchup zone pass in deep to McMullen. Under pressure, double team puts the shot up. No good, but there's a foul on Mercer. And apparently it will go to Thomas. Charles Thomas. There are two Thomases on this team. Charles and Michael. The big problem for Mercer right now is Michael Dobson. A questionable ankle, whether he will play at all. Chris McMullen to the free throw line to shoot two. A first team foul on Mercer. McMullen steadies himself. First shot up and good. Chris McMullen. McMullen to shoot two. Makes it 3-2. Dixie out in front. 18-14 left in the first half of play. We're just underway in Hutchinson, Kansas. Chris McMullen's second shot up and good. And Chris McMullen makes it 4-2. Dixie out in front. In backcourt, Troy Stevenson and Michael Everett. Everett to give it to Stevenson, and Stevenson to walk the ball into forecourt. Mercer County will not run the basketball. Lob pass underneath goes to Holmes, who puts it up and in 5 feet out to the baseline on the right side. The three-quarter court trapping zone press by Mercer, broken by Dixie, quickly to Ron Ants. Ants to Olas Dockery. Dockery looks for help. Jump shot from 10. Good, Olas Dockery. Hollis's brother Greg had 8 points in the Nebraska Western loss, and so this is a interesting brother matchup we have. Pass to the baseline goes to Roosevelt Peoples, and Peoples travels quickly. Mercer County, Michael Everett and Troy Stevens in the backcourt. Up front, Charles Thomas, Carl Holmes, and Roosevelt Peoples. Thomas starting in place of Michael Dobson. This has normally been a firehouse five for Mercer. Olas Dockery still in backcourt. Breaks it with a pass to Eddie Benson. Dixie being patient against that press. In the corner, Chris McMullen. Jump shot over the basket. Long rebound brought down by Roosevelt Peoples. Peoples leaves it for Michael Everett. Everett at the point. Lob pass in deep. Deflected and almost stolen by Dixie. Eddie Benson cannot hang on to it. Steps on the end sidelines as he tries to go out of bounds. So Dixie tries to save it inbound. Dixie hustling on defense against Mercer. Everett to inbound. Does so to Troy Stevenson. Making a move across the key is the guard and coming right back out. Dixie on the defense goes to the right angle now. To number 44, Roosevelt Peoples. Left angle to Charles Thomas. Makes the move against McMullen. The shot up no good, but there's a foul correction against Tom Roberts, and Roberts picks up personal foul number one. Team foul number two on Dixie. A rule on the drive or the shot, and it looks like the shot. So to the free throw line goes Charles Thomas. Thomas on the year, shooting 37% from the free throw line. We'll have two. Now Mercer, against Dixie in 79, did not shoot that well in the first two games, but still came up with the victories and shot tremendously against Dixie in the semifinal game. Thomas just barely hits the front of the rim, so he misses that shot. 6-4, Dixie out in front, 16-56. Left in the first half of play. Second shot by Thomas, up and good. So 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Make it 6-5. Dixie with a one-point advantage. Eddie Benson, double-team trap, now triple-team. Quickly gets it into forecourt to Olus Dockery. Back to Benson. Benson looks for help. Mercer, good defensive ball club. Tom Roberts at the angle. Wants to get it in deep to McMullen. There's a foul underneath, and hanging on to McMullen is Roosevelt Peoples. Peoples, a 6'5 sophomore, played 2 years ago at Mercer, and then sat out last year. Had transferred in from Moorhead State in Kentucky. Out of bounds to Dixie, under their own basket. Ence wants it inbounds, does so to Dockery in the corner. Can't get it back to Ence, clears it out in front to Eddie Benson. Benson, left angle, near the top of the key. Matchup zone now by Mercer. Lob in deep to Roberts. Double team on Roberts. Bounce pass goes out in front to Dockery. Quickly to Eddie Benson. Benson looks for help. Back to Dockery at the angle. Lob to Roberts at the baseline. Roberts leans in. Shot blocked out of bounds by Mercer. Out of bounds to Dixie. One official says out of bounds to Dixie. One says to Mercer. The out front official who saw it said it's out of bounds to Dixie. Underneath official called it out of bounds to Mercer. Underneath official got the opinion from the out front official, and it's out of bounds to Dixie. Give and go back to Ince. Turnaround from 10, and Ron Ince drops it in. Inbounds to Dockery, back to Ince, and Ince from 10 feet out hits it. Dixie will put on full court man-to-man pressure, trying to speed things up. 8-5, Dixie out in front with 16:08 left in the first half. Troy Stevenson with the basketball leaves it for Michael Everett. Everett against Dockery. Everett penetrates and pulls back out at the left angle. It goes to Peoples out in front. It goes to Carl Holmes, to Charles Thomas making a move. Bank shot, no good. Tap, no good. Rebound, Ron Ince. Late pass goes to Tom Roberts. Dixie quickly into forecourt. Roberts to Olus Dockery. Back to Eddie Benson. Benson at the right angle to Ron Ince. Ince back to Benson at the point. Back to Ince, right angle. Wants to get it in deep. Instead goes cross-court to Dockery. Head fakes. Goes around his man from the baseline. Pass in deep to McMullen. Layup shot short. Rebound on the floor. Batted around. Tapped around and finally brought down by Carl Holmes. So McMullen, trying to force the shot underneath, could not get a good angle on the basket. 8-5, and Mercer with the basketball. Dixie with the three-point lead at the point. Stevenson leaves it for Peoples. Out in front it goes to Holmes. Back to Stevenson. Right angle. Jump shot short. Rebound. Ron Ince with a lead pass to Olus Dockery. Dixie trying the fast break. Mercer back on defense. Dockery in the corner. Quickly to Ince from 15. Bank shot. No good. Rebound. Off the hands of McMullen. Tapped off the hands of Roberts out of bounds. So Dixie getting some boards. Getting their break. Not hitting everything that goes in, but right now they still have an 8-5 lead with 15:01 left in the first half. A little bit of Mercer's tempo, but Dixie applying full court pressure. They're trying to speed things up. Troy Stevenson across the 10-second line. Timeout called by Mercer with 14:54 left in the first half. 8-5 Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Adventures on the home front.
Yeah, Bozo Brothers Real Estate.
Hi, my wife and I came in to see you a month ago about finding a house for us. Name is Jones.
Uh-huh.
You said you'd help us buy our perfect
dream house.
Did you find it?
What?
Mr. Bozo, I think we'll call another agency.
Wait a minute. I got your file running to my lunch here. Let's
what?
See. You wanted a two-story pastrami with attached hard roll. Hold the mail.
What?
Buying a home may be the most important investment you make in your life. That's why you need the help of a realtor you can trust.
For your next real estate purchase or sale, see your Realty World agents in St. George, 246 West St. George Boulevard. Insurance, something everyone needs, but yet sometimes you just don't have. Like workman's compensation. Did you know that now you can purchase your own worker's compensation from Olson Levitt Insurance in St. George? With today's high rising costs and inflation going out of sight, you'll want to know all the benefits and how you can save an additional 5 to 10% per year on worker's compensation. Don't get caught out in the cold this next year without worker's compensation. See Olson Levitt today and feel safe tomorrow with your own worker's compensation from Olson Levitt Insurance, 65 North Main in St. George.
14:54 left in the first half. Dixie with an 8-5 lead, and Mercer has it out of bounds in their own forecourt. No changes in the lineup, so I see on either side. Michael Dobson, the big center for Mercer, out with a sprained ankle right now. Whether he'll play at all, we'll wait and see. Pass underneath goes to Thomas. His shot up no good. On the back is Roosevelt Peoples on the rebound of Peoples with his second personal foul. That's 13 foul on Mercer Community College. And it's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. The Peoples with his second. If there gets to be foul trouble up front, Mercer could be in big trouble. Dixie with the basketball. Eddie Benson in backcourt. Trying to cruise into forecourt. Benson against Troy Stevenson behind the back dribble. Gets it into the corner now to Ola Dockery. Back out in front to Benson. At the point, it goes to Chris McMullen. Right angle, Tom Roberts, 15-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound, Roosevelt Peoples. As the rebound came out long, and Peoples was right there. 8-5. Mercer, tough defensive team. Ball dribble off the foot of Troy Stevenson. Out of bounds to Dixie. Ola Dockery picked up correction, not Stevenson, Everett. And Everett lost it out of bounds. Dockery and Benson in backcourt. Benson across the 10-second line. Loses the ball. Picked up at the high post by Tom Roberts. Roberts in deep to McMullen. Double team. McMullen turn around with the right hand. No good. Rebound. Foul underneath. I think it's Tom Roberts. Or is it? Number 42, Carl Holmes. Apparently Holmes. As bodies went flying. And it's Carl Holmes with personal foul number one. Fourth team foul on Mercer. There could be foul trouble for Mercer. 8-5, still the lead. Inbounds comes to Eddie Benson. Top of the key, jump shot. Benson, short, rebound, into the hands of Dockery. Long rebound, back to Ents in the corner. Ents looks for help. Dixie missing some shots they normally hit. Quickly to Eddie Benson, but Dixie still with a three-point lead. Benson at the right angle, it goes to Tom Roberts. Roberts looks in deep, can't find anybody. To Benson at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Dockery, back out of the point to Eddie Benson. Benson against that 2-3 match, or that matchup zone. Pass in deep to Ents, stolen, stripped away by Charles Thomas. Quickly, the pass goes to Stevenson. Lead pass, intended for Everett, deflected by Dockery out of bounds to Mercer under their own basket. First time Mercer's shown any hint of a fast break. Normally don't like to do that. Out of bounds to the New Jersey school. Mercer from Trenton, New Jersey. Most of their ball players are from New Jersey, a couple from the metropolitan New York area. Only 9 ball players on the squad right now. 3 of them, 2 starters, part-time starters, and 1 reserve lost to grade problems. Long rebound after the shot by Mercer. Too long and brought up and in by Troy Stevenson as he got in front of Eddie Benson to put the shot up and in. 8-7, Dixie by 1. Eddie Benson against Stevenson. Jump pass goes to Chris McMullen. McMullen without a field goal yet. Out in front of Benson. Benson looks for help. At the point, trying to find somebody underneath to Ulis Dockery. The motion game for Dixie, being patient. That matchup zone turning more into a man-to-man. Quickly, Eddie Benson loses the ball, but picked up by Ents. Turn around from 10. Good, Ron Ents. And Ents, who has a magic in Hutchinson, has 3 field goals. Dixie by 3 again. 10-7. Brent Wade ready to come into the lineup. Troy Stevenson behind the back dribble as Benson goes for the steal, and Benson picks up personal foul number 1. That's team foul number 3 on Dixie. Into the lineup comes Brent Wade, and Eddie Benson sits down. Benson struggling just a little bit here in the first half. 12:49 left in the first half, 10-7 ball game. Wade has been a starter most of the year, but coming off the bench right now. Troy Stevenson against Wade. Pass at the angle goes to Peoples. Out in front, Carl Holmes. There's a foul or a 3-second violation underneath. It may be a foul against Tom Roberts. Out of bounds. Nice double check. 42, Tom Roberts picks up personal foul number 2. Underneath, the shot was hit by Mercer, but taken away. There is a foul on the inbounds play by Charles Thomas. Thomas pushed off against McMullen, and that's number 2 on Thomas. Dixie against the muscular Mercer County Community College team. Benson in backcourt, picked up at midcourt by the guards. Troy Stevenson, Wade, I should say, in the corner, clears it out in front. Ants all alone at 18. Good! Ron Ants at the angle. The motion game freed Ants, and Ants has 4 baskets. 12-7, Dixie by 5. And Mercer starting to fall behind against Dixie. Dockery picks up Everett. Everett coming across the 10-second line. Everett on the air shooting very well. Everett still with the basketball and still with Dockery right to him. Everett almost carries the basketball. Yes, he does. Everett trying to make the move, and Dockery with strong defense took it away from him. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Hollis Dockery to do a little shoe tying real quick. Dockery gets up now, has to tie his shoes again. Only four men as Wade and Dockery bring it into forecourt. Now Dockery across the 10-second line. At the angle, Chris McMullen without a basket yet has a couple of free throws. Hollis Dockery looks for help. Back into the corner to Chris McMullen. Trying to find Entz underneath. Entz, a man with a hot hand right now. Dockery to Ron Entz in the left corner. Back out in front to Dockery. Right side, it goes to Brent Wade. Back to Dockery. Dockery looks for help. Dixie being patient. Lob pass goes to Brent Wade. Pass into the right corner to McMullen. Back to Wade. Will left fly from 22. Shot up. Soft. Will hang. Will not fall. Rebound. Tap. No good. Finally brought down. Ball stolen by McMullen. Dishes out in front to Entz from the free throw line. Good. Ron Entz. Dixie and Chris McMullen got the hands in there. Five baskets for Ron Entz. Dixie, 14. Mercer County, 7. 11-13 left in the first half of play. Troy Stevenson quickly into forecourt against Wade. Goes to the angle to Carl Holmes. Holmes left alone at 15. Now Entz challenges him. Air ball by Holmes. Ball brought down and knocked out of bounds by Mercer. Dixie's defense bothering Mercer right now. Mercer surely hurt by the loss of their big center, but Dixie doing a job on them. Timeout, Mercer with 11:02 left in the ball game. 14-7, Dixie out in front, back in 60 seconds.
Have you had the chance lately to go to Tri-State Office Supply? If you haven't, make it a point to do so. You'll be amazed at the newly remodeled and expanded areas of Tri-State. At Tri-State Office Supply, they also have new lighting to better display their fine merchandise. At Tri-State Office Supply, they have everything you need, from home, school, and office supplies to those special little gifts for all those special occasions. See them as soon as you can. Tri-State Office Supply, 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
The next time you want to enjoy an evening meal with all the trimmings, why not drive to Mesquite, Nevada, and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at the Western Village. At the Western Village, you can enjoy a tasty 20-ounce porterhouse steak for only $7.99 or the all-you-can-eat buffet for only $2.99. Western Village serves you the best in the West with the tastiest meals around. The next time you want to enjoy a night out, drive to Mesquite, Nevada, to the Western Village, home of delicious country cooking.
Left in the first half, 14-7. Dixie out in front, and Dixie threatening to make a runaway right now, but it's still early in the game. Into the corner to Tom Roberts, underneath to McMullen. Head fakes, puts it up. Will it fall? Yes, it will. There's a foul on Holmes. McMullen got the muscle shot underneath, and Holmes picks up personal foul number two. So the three big people up front, each with two personal fouls, and Howie Landa talking to the official right now. Howie Landa pleading with the official. Landa, three times National Coach of the Year, twice brought home a national championship to Mercer County Community College. Chris McMullen trying to complete the three-point play. McMullen with 4 points on the night. 16-7 the lead. 17-7 as McMullen has 5 points. 10:55 left in the first half, and Dixie starting to extend out that lead. 10-point lead for Dixie over Mercer. Pass at the angle goes to Roosevelt Peoples. Peoples travels with the basketball. Started to make the move. Moved the pivot foot before he got the dribble down. And Mercer making some costly mistakes. A Mercer team that's better schooled than that. Dockery and Wade. Three-quarter court pressure. Quickly to Dockery. Still in backcourt. Lob into forecourt. Goes to Tom Roberts. Roberts to Ron Entz. Ball stolen by Mercer. Stepping out of bounds is Michael Everett. No travel call on Everett. Everett getting frustrated. Mercer stole the basketball from Entz, but Everett stepped out of bounds as he went up court. Turnover by Mercer, and Howie Landa giving the officials an earful right now. Ron Entz inbounds into the corner to Tom Roberts. Pass deflected, right into the hands of Howie Landa for Mercer. Out of bounds to Dixie again, right in front of the Mercer bench. Chris McMullen inbounds to Entz. Double team on Entz. Out in front it goes to Dockery at the point. Dockery looks for help. Lob pass at the right angle goes to Chris McMullen. McMullen makes the move now. One bounce dribble. Now clears it out in front to Olas Dockery. Dixie being patient to Ron Entz. Gets his man behind him quickly to McMullen. McMullen drives the baseline. Layback shot good. Chris McMullen. And there are a number of Dixie fans going wild right now. And some of the fans in Hutchinson catching on. Troy Stevenson. Quick little guard. The point guard picked up by Brent Wade. Bounce pass down the sidelines goes to Carl Holmes. Out in front. It goes to Charles Thomas. Give and go quickly to Michael Everett. Back to Holmes. Shot from the keyhole. Good. Second basket by Holmes. And that ends a long string of Dixie points. Dixie with a 19-9 lead. Pass deflected by Mercer, picked up by Brent Wade. Wade hustling after the basketball. You can see Dixie hustle even more. Chris McMullen, bounce pass. In deep goes to Ron Ant. Bounces at once, turns around with the right hand, no good. Rebound, foul goes to whom? Reaching in, goes to Dixie, apparently. Is it on Tom Roberts? Yes, it is. And that's three on Tom Roberts. 15 foul on Dixie. And Roberts in foul trouble. Into the lineup comes Wes Hymus for the first time tonight. Replacing Tom Roberts. And Mercer trailing by 10, 19-9, trying to make the run back at Dixie. Double-team trap on Stevenson. Stevenson gets around Wade, but Wade catches up to him in a hurry. Back to Charles Thomas at the angle. Out in front it goes to Stevenson. Stevenson against Wade. Wade going after the steal. Stevenson waving traffic around, still with the basketball. Stevenson against Wade. Wade goes right up nose-to-nose with him. Pass deflected into the hands of Dockery. Dixie with the steal. Dockery at the free throw line. Dishes to Wade. Back to Dockery. Gets out of that keyhole. Dockery to set it up again. Back into the corner. Wade all alone from the right side. Good! Brent Wade! 21-19. Dixie by 12 with 8:50 left in the first half. And Dixie's defense keying things right now. Wade, as Troy Stevenson comes into forecourt, throws it out in front to Charles Thomas. Thomas back to Michael Everett. Everett against Dockery. Everett penetrates, shot up, deflected, but there's a foul by Dockery. Dockery got him with an A. That's number two on Dockery. 16 foul. Will it be a shooting violation? Nope, on the drive. Out of bounds to Mercer under their own basket. Out of the lineup comes Dockery. Into the lineup comes Eddie Benson. So Dixie rotating some guards. Stevenson to inbounds for Mercer. Does so. Ball deflected into the hands of Brent Wade. Two-on-one fast break. Wade shovel pass to Benson for two. Fast break Dixie, 23-9. A 14-point lead by the Rebels. 8:21 left in the first half. And Dixie fans would like to stop it right now if they can. McMullen goes for the steal, misses it. Peoples gets around him and banks it in. Peoples from 5 feet away. Bank shot, good. Only the fourth field goal by Mercer. 23-12. Dixie with the 11-point lead. Pass deflected from Ants and picked up by Mercer County. Lead pass coming to Stevenson, who lays it up and in. Stevenson with the basket. 23-14, back to a 9-point lead. Did I say a 14-point earlier? It was a 13-point lead. Ants to Benson. Two straight baskets by Mercer. Back to Ants. Into the right corner, McMullen. McMullen double-team on the trap. Quickly to Eddie Benson. Benson whirls. Back out in front, Wes Hymus. Hymus travels with the basketball. Turnover by Dixie. So Dixie, three straight times down the court, did not get the shot. Or two straight times. And Mercer trying to make it three consecutive baskets. First substitution for Mercer. Anthony Montgomery, a 6'2 sophomore, experienced last year. Montgomery into the lineup for the first time tonight. The normal sixth man. Montgomery in, adding some quickness up front. Bounce pass goes to the high post to Holmes, and Mercer bringing it out away from the basket. That's helping Dixie. Now it's back to a 10-point lead. They ruled it was 23-13, not 23-14. I thought that there was a miscount there on the scoreboard. Dixie by 10. Pass in deep to Holmes. Turn around with the right hand. Stop. No good. Rebound. Tapped around. Brought down by Holmes. Holmes leans in. No good. Rebound. Brought down by Montgomery. Shot. No good. Rebound. Answers a foul on Peoples on the back. Peoples nose to nose. Picks up a technical. Peoples gets personal foul number three, technical number one on the night. And Dixie to shoot 1-1, plus a technical, plus get the ball out of bounds. 7:04 left in the first half, and Dixie threatening to break the game wide open. 23-13 against, admittedly, an injured Mercer County team, missing their big center. Anthony Montgomery playing peacemaker now. Goes to talk to the official, Howie Landa, getting up, talking to his ball players. Mercer gathering together. McMullen to shoot 1-1. First shot is up and good. Chris McMullen. 3-for-3 from the free, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Back into the lineup comes Charles Thomas. Thomas in. And Roosevelt Peoples out. Peoples. McMullen to shoot the second half of the 1-1. McMullen's second shot is up and good. 5-for-5 for McMullen. McMullen, will he shoot the technical? Yes, indeed. Might as well leave him there. He's 5 for 5. Steve Flint ready to come in for Dixie. Flint in replacing McMullen, apparently, when McMullen is finished. Shot by McMullen. Good. McMullen 6 for 6, a total of 10 points. Flint in. And Hymus out. Wes Hymus to sit down as Steve Flint comes back in. Comes in for the first time, I should say. Steve Flint, the only Californian on this team. Bounce pass out in front, picked up by Ants. Back to Flint. Flint quickly up court. It goes to Chris McMullen. Almost a backcourt violation to Benson. Back to McMullen. Leaves it for Ron Ants in the corner. Back to McMullen, reaching in and getting the foul is Michael Everett. Everett with personal foul number one. And to the free throw line goes Chris McMullen. So Thomas has not helped matters from the free throw line. 36-20. Dixie out in front by 16. And Chris McMullen, who is 10 for 10 from the free throw line, 14 points on the night, trying to make it a bigger margin. Shooting 1-1. McMullen's first shot is up and good. Chris McMullen, 11 for 11 for McMullen. 37-20. Dixie by 17 points. This is what Dixie fans had hoped for, but never thought would take place. A minute 45 left in the first half. Second shot good. McMullen 12 for 12 from the free throw line. Admittedly, an 83.2% free throw shooter. But still, that's above the average. That's 100%, no matter how you figure it. The 2-3 zone defense by Dixie befuddling Mercer from the baseline. Jump shot good by Anthony Montgomery. Montgomery, the sixth man normally, has two baskets now. 38-22. Brent Wade across the 10-second line. Double team on Wade. Ball stolen by Holmes. Picked up quickly by Michael Everett. Everett down the keyhole. Loses the basketball. Picks it up. Throws it into the hands of Benson. 3-on-2 fast break. Benson in the middle lane. On the right side it goes to Wade. Wade head fakes. Back on defense is Mercer. Let's set it up now, according to Dixie. At the point, Ron Ants. Left angle. Eddie Benson. Jump shot from 20. Shot short. Rebound. Steve Flint. Back up. Shot. Good foul on Mercer. Steve Flint with basket number one. Mercer in big foul trouble. And that is 5 on Thomas. Into the lineup comes Michael Thompson. And Charles Thomas fouls out with a minute 1 left in the first half of play. One basket, 1 for 4 from the free throw line, and 3 points. Steve Flint to shoot 1 to try to complete the 3-point play. The token Californian on the Dixie team from Hay Fork, California, Steve Flint. Transfer from Nevada, Las Vegas. Shot up and good by Steve Flint. Make it 41-22. Dixie by 19 again with 58 seconds left in the first half. Troy Stevenson cross court to Michael Everett. Still a 2-3 zone. Roosevelt Peoples back into the ballgame. No, Dobson will not come in. It is Peoples. Peoples playing with 3 personal fouls. To the high post, it goes to Holmes. Pass in deep to Everett. Lean in with the shot. No good. Rebound. Batted around. Entz has the foul. On the arm of Anthony Montgomery. Dixie fans go ooh and boo. But Entz coming from the angle. Montgomery had position. So let Tony Montgomery shoot. 1-1 or will it be 2? Rule on a rebound or on the shot back up? Rebound. 1-1. Montgomery. 74% free throw shooter. On the year, averaging 6.1 points. We'll need to come up with more than that tonight to help offset Dixie. Montgomery needs the first to get the second. First shot, good. Montgomery. Montgomery, 5 points on the night. Make it 41-23. An 18-point lead by Dixie. By the way, we're hoping to have Dr. Bill Davis, the sponsor, the host for Dixie in this tournament, up as our halftime guest. Second shot, good by Montgomery. A little bit of hesitation and a rattle around the rim, but Montgomery gets it. 41-24. Dixie by 17. Benson at the point. Goes to the angle to Brent Wade. Right angle to Ron Ants. Out in front. Flint from 15. Shot up. Soft. Not enough. Rebound. Tapped around. Tapped by Ants. Out of bounds. Off the hands of whom? Ants. Out of bounds to Mercer. Mercer has it out of bounds. Howie Landa screaming at his ball players to get something going. Dixie will put on the three-quarter court press. Flint had the shot go around and come out on him. 23 seconds left in the first half. Almost a trap on Everett. At the right angle, it goes to Stevenson, back to Everett. 17 seconds left. Everett into the corner to Montgomery. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, Entz foul. Underneath, Carl Holmes. As Entz went up, Holmes gave him a shove in the back. And that's personal foul number 3 on Holmes. So Thomas is fouled out. Holmes with three, Peoples with three, and Dobson with a bad ankle. Mercer in a world of hurt right now. With 12 seconds left in the first half, 41-24, Dixie by 17. And Ron Entz, normally a good free throw shooter, in a slight slump, has missed two free throws. One, the first half of a 1-1. We'll have another 1-1 shot. Good, Ron Entz. Entz, 1-for-3 from the free throw line, a total of 13 points. Entz, 3 years ago, was named to the all-tournament team as a freshman, then served the mission for the Mormon Church, and is now back to play sophomore year. Next shot, up and good. Entz, 14 points on the night. Steal by Benson, foul by Benson on the inbounds play. Benson thought he had the clean steal, instead had the clean foul. Number two on Benson, and to the free throw line with 11 seconds left goes Michael Everett. 11 seconds, 43-24, Dixie with a lead. Dixie would like to call it quits right now, just say, hey, let's draw this one to a close. We have the 19-point lead. Let's enjoy it while we have it. Mercer, a tournament-ready team, but right now struggling, shot up and good by Everett. The big problem for Mercer, the injury last night in practice by Michael Dobson. Everett, second shot of the 1-1. Good, Everett, and that's 4 points on the night for Everett. 11 seconds left. Quickly, Eddie Benson across the 10-second line. At the angle, Brent Wade from 20, shot good, Brent Wade. Wade drops it in, 4 points. Or four baskets, I should say, for Wade. Ball knocked out of bounds by Entz. Mercer has 1 second to get it inbounds and try to do something with it. 45-26, Dixie by 19 again. Troy Stevenson, baseball pass deflected by Steve Flint. End of first half. Dixie 45, Mercer County 26, back in 90 seconds.
Everyone talks about spring cleanup for the home and yard, but how about equal rights for your automobile? If your car's got a bent fender, a broken windshield, or any major body work to be done, the place to remember is Hanson Auto Body in the Industrial Park. Hanson's give you expert service with top-quality workmanship. Now, if your car or truck needs new paint or a full body job, even a windshield replaced, drive to the Industrial Park to Hanson Auto Body. They're located just a half block east of Dixo Gas. We'll call them at 673-5646.
Capco Petroleum takes care of all your petroleum product needs. They have ARCO stations throughout color country. They can supply your heating oil as well as gasoline and diesel for your equipment. And at their TVA warehouse, you'll find all major brands of motor oil, plus tires, batteries, filters, shocks, and other products at the lowest prices in southern Utah. And with all of that, service to their customers is still their most important product. Visit Capco's warehouse today at 225 North 100 West in Cedar City.
Bateman Pharmacy in the city center wants to be your complete family pharmacy. That's why Evan Stapley and his staff always give you friendly, helpful service. Many times when you get a prescription from the doctor, you have questions on your mind. That's where a family pharmacist can really be helpful. Evan will gladly explain the do's and don'ts with your prescribed medication to put your mind at ease. Make Bateman's in the city center your complete family pharmacy from beauty aids to first aids. Bateman's can handle all your needs.
Halftime score, 45-26. Dixie out in front. The band and the cheerleaders and all of the cheering section for Dixie giving me a big hi, Larry. That makes you feel nice. You know that? That makes me feel nice. They at least know who I am. I don't know if I can get their attention to get a cheer. I don't think I can. Everybody's interested in the karate demonstration. We have the Munchkins out now kicking each other in the knee and ready to do a few things. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. Mercer County Community College has been shut down on defense, and with that, Dixie has just taken away a lot of the offense for Mercer. Now into that 2-3 zone, Mercer likes to ram it down deep and use the muscle man. Well, they're missing one muscle man tonight, Michael Dobson, down with the ankle. May see some action yet if it's a desperation situation, or Howie Landa may just say, well, we're going to get beat. Let's save you for the rest of the tournament. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But Mercer, with Michael Everett averaging on the year 13.3 points per game, has a field goal, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 4 points tonight. Troy Stevenson, the other starting guard, a transfer from Western Texas, 2 field goals, a total of 4 points tonight. Anthony Montgomery came off the bench, normal sixth man. Montgomery, 2 field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He's just a tenth of a point below his season average with 6 points on the night. Charles Thomas, big story right now. Charles Thomas, who started in place of the injured Michael Dobson, a calculated risk by Howie Landa, and the calculation is miscalculated right now. Charles Thomas fouls out with 1:01 left in the first half. Thomas finishes the night with a field goal, 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Not to be unexpected. Not unexpected, I should say, from the free throw line for Thomas. Thomas on the year shoots 37%, is 1-for-4 tonight, and that's it for Thomas. 3 points for Thomas. Carl Holmes in foul trouble. 3 personal fouls, 2 field goals, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. A total of 7 points to lead Mercer. Roosevelt Peoples picked up a technical foul and 3 personals. So Peoples also in problems with an average of 16.9 per game point-wise. The leading scorer for Mercer. Roosevelt Peoples with the foul trouble and all has but 2 points on the night. And that's it for Peoples. For Dixie, as we have an outstanding performance by the Rebels so far. Wes Hymas came off the bench, did not score. Tom Roberts started at center, and Roberts got in foul trouble midway through the half, has 3 personals, did not score. Steve Flint came off the bench in place of Roberts, got in foul trouble with 3 personals, but did pick up a field goal, 1-for-1 from the free throw line, and a total of 3 points tonight for Steve Flint. Eddie Benson, starting at guard, looked ready in practice last night, but came out a little tight to begin the ball game. Right now, doing much better as Benson sat on the bench for a while and now is back on the floor. Benson just 1 field goal, though, and a total of 2 points, but doing an outstanding job defensively. Olus Dockery, starting at guard, got 2 quick personal fouls and is sitting on the bench now with 2 points. Brent Wade came off the bench, started most of the year, but now the reserve guard. Wade came off the bench for 4 field goals, a total of 8 points on the night. The big two for Dixie, the big two all year, have been Chris McMullen and Ron Ent. If you say Dixie has balance, that's true, but there are two leaders, and that's McMullen and Ent, the sophomore guards. Ron Ent got hot early with 5 field goals early, finished the first half with 6 field goals, 2-for-4 from the free throw line, a total of 14 points. Chris McMullen, on the other hand, doing the job at the free throw line, 12-for-12 from the free throw line, has not taken all that many shots from the field, has just 2 field goals and a total of 16 points to lead all scorers. First half score, 45-26, 19-point lead by Dixie. I'm still waiting for our halftime guest, and he may have been tied up with an emergency at the hospital or something like that. I'm not sure. Dr. Bill Davis, who is a physician from the Hutchinson area, a native of Hutchinson, Kansas, is the sponsor this time down the pike for Dixie. Let's take another quick 90-second break, 45-26, and then take a look at the tournament standings so far. Dixie with that 19-point lead at half, back in 90 seconds.
Spruce up for spring with Pratt & Lambert Paint at J&J Mill & Lumber Company here in St. George. Featured this week at J&J is Pratt & Lambert's Vapex Flat Wall Finish. It's an easy-to-use professional quality latex paint. It's made especially for use on interior walls and ceilings. And it's available in hundreds of decorator colors from J&J Mill & Lumber Company. This week, it's only $11.99 per gallon, a savings of over $4 from the regular low J&J price. Shop J&J Mill & Lumber Company Monday through Saturday, 7:30 to 5:30, for all your remodeling and building supply needs. J&J.
Adventures on the home front.
So this is what you call your home.
Right.
We're just trying to select the right real estate agency to sell our house.
Well, let me tell you a little about our agency then.
Good.
We've recently installed tracked lighting in all of the offices.
Yes, sir. Do you do a market analysis?
The coffee machine in our office dispenses not only coffee, but cocoa.
How about qualified buyers?
No, but sometimes chicken soup.
But can you help us cut through the red tape?
Nothing to it. You just press the button that says chicken soup.
For your next real estate purchase or sale, see your Realty World agents in St. George at 246. 6 West, St. George Boulevard.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those appetizing favorites at Burger King. Just don't think about them. Forget about our sizzling flame-broiled beef. Ignore the crunchy pickles, the melted cheese, the creamy mayonnaise. Pay no attention to our piping hot sandwiches. Using this simple technique, you might resist a bit when someone asks.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
Watch for breakfast coming soon to your St. George Burger King restaurant.
KDXU St. George.
Enjoy live dancing with some of the fans as the mascot for the Dixie Rebels has shown up too. The fans out in mass putting on quite a show right now, and the Dixie band also having fun. Let's take a look at what's taking place so far in the Hutchinson tournament. First round was bi-regional play. And in first-round play, Nebraska Western edged in Lake Region of North Dakota to get that matchup against Vincennes College. Illinois Central dropped one to Vincennes. By the way, Vincennes College is coached by former Weber State College basketball star Dan Sparks. Star center for Weber State, came from Vincennes College as a player and then played at Weber State and is now the head coach back at his alma mater, junior college style. In the other preliminary games, West Ark, the defending national champions, came to Dodge City, Kansas, and defeated Dodge City here in Kansas. West Ark will be meeting a surprising Midland, Texas team in the ball game that will immediately follow this game. And Dixie, if they continue this, will meet the winner of that ball game tomorrow night. West Ark will be matched up against Midland. Mercer County defeated Farmingdale, New York, to get to this tournament against Dixie. And Moberly, Missouri, defeated Burlington College of Iowa to get to this tournament also. Miami-Dade North, the number one ranked team in the country and one of two undefeated teams in this tournament, defeated Abraham Baldwin to get into this tournament. Now, the rest of the games tonight. After this, Midland versus West Ark. The game following that will be, let me double check, 5-6 will be College of Southern Idaho versus Miami-Dade North. And that should be a dandy also. The rest of the first round play, or the second round, I guess you could say, will be Allegheny of Maryland versus Volunteer State of Tennessee in the first game tomorrow. Then Calhoun County of Alabama versus Henderson County of Texas. Already today, Tunksis of Connecticut has defeated Ferrum of Virginia 90-75. Tunksis, one of the other undefeated team in the tournament. Vincennes defeated Nebraska Western 77-55. And in the game just completed prior to this one, Jamestown of New York kept their first game jinx on as Moberly College defeated Jamestown 77-73. I'm wondering if I can draft the announcer for Midland, Texas, for a quick assessment of what Midland has. Come on up. If you don't mind working for another station for a minute. Harry Park, who is the announcer, and if it sounds like a very high-pitched voice, it is. Beautiful lady.
Thank you very much. You're very kind.
Carrie, you've been following Midland for how many years now?
2 years.
And this is a team that was not supposed to make it here.
Oh, definitely not. We only had two returning sophomores, and Coach Stone, Jerry Stone of the Midland College Chaparrals, all freshmen except for those two returning fellas. And we really anticipated a rather slow season, a rebuilding, if you will, season. And the Midland College Chaparrals have come back to have a tremendous season, 30-4.
They were slow for 8 games, right?
That's right. That's right.
4-4 early, I understand.
Right. We were 4-4 at the beginning of the season, and from there it's been downhill.
Personnel, size-wise, how did they stack up?
We have our big man, Chester Smith, is 6'7", so really we're not a very large team. We're known more for our small man, who is Spud Webb. Anthony Webb measures in at 5'6". And he's a little fella, but he flies. And there's a lot of talk about him during this tournament. Spud Webb could best be described as a little fella who can take off from the charity stripe and glide to the basket with the greatest of ease.
This is a human equivalent to, the Super Bowl?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think the crowd will really enjoy seeing Spud play. He can dunk it, one, two hands. Anything that he wants to do, he can do.
Hutchinson's looking forward. They haven't seen a ball player that small do that since Vic Kelly of College of Southern Idaho years ago.
I don't remember him, but I guarantee you they will remember Spud Webb. There are buttons going around that folks can see. It says, I'm a Spud Nut. And definitely the people from Midland, Texas are Spud Nuts, and there are several who have come up. Not as far as from what the folks from Dixie have come, but we have driven a good 12 hours to see the Chaparrals play tonight.
People are wondering about Midland, and you were telling me earlier that's next to Odessa, Texas, and people will then wonder about Odessa. Where's that?
Okay, Odessa Midland is a thriving oil community. We are located directly between Dallas, Texas, and El Paso, Texas, which takes us to the far west corner of Texas to the heart of Texas, and Midland is directly in between.
Right below the panhandle.
That's right.
Now, for people who may wonder about flat country, that makes Kansas look like the Rocky Mountains, doesn't it?
Oh, indeed. I'm from Oklahoma originally, and driving in, the smallest of hills was just a real thrill for us. We were just ecstatic at the sight of hills. West Texas is flat, but what we have in flatness, we also make up for in oil wells. So
I've got to ask you, do you enjoy being an oddity? It's rare to find a female play-by-play announcer.
I love it. I get lots of attention. It's really fun. I think the best part is getting to know the fellow announcers. And I do say fellow. I've not come across another female announcer yet.
But you know sports, and that's the key.
Well, I have followed basketball for many, many years, starting in high school, and got my break into broadcasting in college following a women's basketball team known as the Wayland Baptist University Flying Queens of Plainview, Texas, and they were ranked in the top of the nation. And it was a real thrill getting to follow them at UCLA and places like that, top-ranked school.
You're a Wayland Baptist grad there?
That's right, 79.
Now, your sidekick over here is male, Christopher Martin, right?
Right.
Chris, you're from Oklahoma also, right?
Originally, I am. I'm from Duncan, Oklahoma.
And do you enjoy being another oddity, being the male color man for a female play-by-play announcer?
I don't mind it at all. I don't have to talk as much.
We better break for a commercial. Carrie, Chris, thank you. Appreciate that. The announcers for Midland, Texas, who will be involved in the game against the defending national champ, West Ark of Arkansas. 45-26, Dixie, with a healthy lead right now. Let's take a quick 30-second break and be back with the second half of action.
Insurance, something everyone needs, but yet sometimes you just don't have. Like workman's compensation. Did you know that now you can purchase your own workers' compensation from Olson Levitt Insurance in St. George? With today's high rising costs and inflation going out of sight, you'll want to know all the benefits and how you can save an additional 5 to 10% per year on workers' compensation. Don't get caught out in the cold this next year without workers' compensation. See Olson Levitt today and feel safe tomorrow with your own workers' compensation from Olson Levitt Insurance, 65 North Main in St. George.
Keep your car running in tip-top condition by having it fully serviced at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash. At Dixie Lube Center, they'll get your car ready for that spring and summer driving ahead, no matter what make or model, even diesel models. Dixie Lube Center will be the best friend your car will ever have. Dixie Lube Center, home of great service and the best car wash in town, too. Drop in and just wait. It only takes 10 minutes for a full service job at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash, 704 South Bluff in St. George.
Have you had the chance lately to go to Tri-State Office Supply? If you haven't, make it a point to do so. You'll be amazed at the newly remodeled and expanded areas of Tri-State. At Tri-State Office Supply, they also have new lighting to better display. At Tri-State Office Supply...
Second line, man-to-man defense by Mercer. Chris McMullen out in front to Ron Ant. Double team on Ant. One bounce dribble clears it to Eddie Benson. Benson at the point, picked up by Troy Stevenson. Right side to Ron Ant. Pass intended in deep for McMullen. When things go right, it hit the arm of Roosevelt Peoples out of bounds to Dixie. McMullen in pass. Peoples stuck out his arm and got it off the forearm. Out of bounds. When you're hot, you're hot. Ron Ant inbound to Ola Dockery in the corner. Back to the original starting line. With a turnaround right-hander, hits the side of the backboard, and Mercer has the rebound quickly into forecourt. Head fake by Peoples. Peoples put the shot up, and no good, but there's a foul on Roberts, and Roberts with personal foul number four. Dixie getting in foul trouble for Roberts with four. Steve Flint, the top reserve for Dixie, has three personal fouls. The third center for Dixie.
Latex
glass enamel wall paint. With over 1,000 Polar O'Brien colors to choose from, he easily found some that matched his room's decor.
Jones Painted Glass has a great selection, all right.
In no time at all, his room had a mighty classy look. With tough, scrubbable walls, full shield cleaned up in a flash, too, with soap and water. Supposedly, the kid worked so fast.
Six left in the game. You may have been able to hear the Dixie Rebels cheers in the background. A healthy group of St. George fans here for this tournament. Shooting two, is Peoples, the second half of the two-shot foul. And Peoples now has them both. Out of bounds to Dixie against full court pressure. Front end to backcourt to quickly to Tom Roberts. Back to end. And loses the ball. Stolen by Montgomery. Montgomery drives and lays it in. And suddenly a reversal of roles as Dixie having some problems. Dockery breaks the press this time quickly into forecourt. Shovel pass to McMullen. Back to Ant. Whip the right hand. And first basket of the second half. That ends the drought for Dixie. Just a minute and 20 seconds into the second half. 47-32. Dixie by 15. Mercer trying to make the run back at Dixie. Dixie now into almost a matchup zone. 2-3 zone with shades of a man-to-man on the guard line. Dockery taking on Michael Everett. Everett out in front. Now Dixie shifts into the man-to-man at the angle to Roosevelt Peoples. Pass in deep. Deflected by McMullen. Picked up by Tom Roberts. Quickly to Ollis Dockery. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Roberts again. To Eddie Benson. 3-on-3. Benson down the keyhole. Shovel pass to McMullen. Head fake along the baseline. 5-foot bank shot. Good, Chris McMullen. McMullen. Third basket of the night. 18 points. 12 of them from the free throw line. Stevenson against Benson. Puts the shot up and in. And foul goes to Benson. Benson with the hip, tried to get in front of Stevenson, and Stevenson picks up the basket and a chance for a three-point play. It's warm in the sports arena, and that's an understatement. Nice and warm. Neil Roberts has taken off the coat and is on one knee at the bench. 49-34, Dixie, with a 19-point lead at one time, has it down to 15 as Mercer County coming back against the Rebels. Shot up, too long, rebound brought down by Peoples, jump shot. Too long, rebound Roberts, taken away by Montgomery, shot up and good by Montgomery. Suddenly, Dixie down to a 13-point lead. Quickly into forecourt, it comes to Chris McMullen. McMullen, jump shot from the angle, over the basket, rebound Troy Stevenson. Here comes Mercer on the fast break. Stevenson at the point, right angle to Carl Holmes, head fakes to the baseline. Holmes leans in, right hand, good, foul goes to end. No, it goes to Holmes. The basket is good, and Holmes picks up the foul. Tough call, but it's under the new interpretation. If you jump into the man, it's an offensive foul or a player control foul. Holmes now with four personal fouls. Out of bounds to Dixie. Suddenly, Mercer has cut that margin from 19 down to 11. Inbounds comes to Benson. There's a foul away from the play. Is it on Dockery? No, it's on Stevenson. Stevenson and Dockery. A little bit of elbow play, and Stevenson picks up personal foul, number two. Two team fouls on each side. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Under the Mercer basket against full court pressure, 17-34 left in the game. Inbounds comes to Dockery, back to Ants. Ants against the full court pressure, bounce pass to Dockery. Dockery into forecourt, picked up by Montgomery. To Roberts in the corner, back to Dockery. Dockery out in front to Eddie Benson. To the baseline, it goes to Tom Roberts. Roberts in deep to Ants. Ants to the basket. Nope. Personal foul underneath on Mercer. Ant's got position. Personal foul goes to whom? Stevenson? Yes, it is. Stevenson now has three. Common foul out of bounds to Dixie. Under their own basket. 13 foul on Mercer. Inbounds underneath to McMullen. Head fakes. Muscle shot. No good. There's a foul. And it looked like a clean slap of the basketball by Montgomery, but the official who was screened out called the foul on Montgomery. Montgomery now with three. Big foul troubles for Mercer. And at the free throw line goes Chris McMullen. McMullen, who is 12 for 12 from the free throw line in this ball game, trying to increase that season-long percentage. On the year, McMullen averaging 17.5 points a ball game, averaged over 20 in conference play. Shooting two, McMullen, first shot up and good. McMullen, 19 points on the night. Chris McMullen, 50-38, back to a 12-point margin. Second shot by Chris, up and good. McMullen, 14-for-14 from the free throw line in the first half. First half stats, Dixie shot 60% from the field. Mercer, 31%, a lot of that defense. Bounce pass deflected by Dockery, out of bounds. Dockery, whose brother was on the losing side in a game earlier today for Nebraska Western, would like to be on the winning side right now. 51-38, Dixie by 13. Inbounds to Montgomery, back to Stevenson against the 2-3 zone. Penetration by Everett, shot up, hangs and falls, and suddenly Mercer getting the hot hand. Mercer, one of the best shooting teams coming into this tournament, averaging 60% from the field, actually outshooting Dixie, who's averaging 58.3% field goal percentage. Mercer's starting to show that here in the second half. Full court pressure, hands to Dockery. Dockery across the 10-second line. Dixie by 11. Dockery against the trap, two-man trap. Quickly to Tom Roberts, back to Dockery. Dixie will be patient now to Eddie Benson at the point. Benson wants to find somebody underneath. Dixie wants the easy shot if they can get it. Benson at the free throw line, jump shot. Benson, good. Eddie Benson puts it up and in. Benson with the basketball. Lead into forecourt to Holmes, and there's a lane violation. Underneath. Turnover by Mercer again, and this time it will be underneath the Dixie, out of bounds. So Mercer with another turnover in the first half. Mercer had 10 turnovers to Dixie's 8, but Mercer's turnover is much more costly. Ron Entz inbounds out in front to Eddie Benson at the point, doesn't take the shot. Instead, backing away from trouble. 16-31 left in the ballgame. Quickly to Chris McMullen. McMullen wants to get it in deep. Instead, goes to Dockery. Dockery at the angle. Will take the shot from 20. Dockery shot soft. Not enough. Rebound. Roosevelt Peoples. Peoples quickly to Holmes. Up court to Troy Stevenson. At the point, Stevenson, two-man trap on Stevenson. Lob underneath. Big for Montgomery. Went up and got it and put it in. Montgomery with a basket. Bring it back to an 11-point lead. 53-42. 16:05 left in the ballgame. Entz and Dockery still in backcourt. Dockery to bring it across the 10-second line. Dockery down the keyhole. Shovel pass to McMullen. Layback shot over the basket. Rebound brought down by Holmes. Lead pass out in front to Everett, who puts it up and in. And Michael Everett with the basket. No travel call, as it looked like Everett took one extra step after he got the basketball. Now to a 9-point lead by Dixie. Benson drives. Ball stolen by Peoples. Three on nobody. Peoples to slam it home. Missed the shot. Rebound into the hands of Entz. And the fans standing. Peoples all alone missed the stuff shot. Timeout, Dixie. 15:26 left in the game. 53-44. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
The next time you want to enjoy an evening meal with all the trimmings, why not drive to Mesquite, Nevada and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at the Western Village? At the Western Village, you can enjoy a tasty 20-ounce porterhouse steak for only $7.99 or the all-you-can-eat buffet for only $2.99. Western Village serves you the best in the West with the tastiest meals around. The next time you want to enjoy a night out, drive to Mesquite, Nevada, to the Western Village, home of delicious country cooking.
You're listening to KDXU.
Capco Petroleum is the name to remember for savings. Capco helps you save money on most major brands of motor oil. They have Fins Oil, Quaker State, Union 76, Arco, Phillips 66, and Conoco Motor Oil at their TBA warehouse. And you save dollars, not pennies, when you buy it for the case. The same savings as yours on lubricants, antifreeze, tires, batteries, and filters. Save dollars, not just pennies, at Capco's TBA warehouse, 225 North, 100 West in Cedar City.
...53-44. 9-point lead by Dixie. Full court pressure by Mercer, bothering Dixie. Brent Wade back into the lineup. Shovel pass from Dockery to Entz. Baseline. Jump shot. Too long. Rebound. Wade. Wade has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Roberts. Roberts quickly to Wade. Wade almost loses the ball. Foul away from the action, or is it a 3-second violation? Turnover by Dixie. Mercer scrambling on defense and putting the pressure on, and Dixie not hitting their shots well in the second half. 53-44. Mercer shooting much better. This is more the type of tight ball game we expected. Dixie back into that 2-3 zone. To Montgomery out in front. Quickly to Troy Stevenson. Mercer County directing traffic. Dixie with as much as a 19-point lead. Has seen that down to 9 now. Head faked by Holmes. Penetration. Bank shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Entz. Foul on Holmes. And if it is, that's 5. Holmes up over the back of Ant. Technical on Holmes. And Landa jumped up in the air. The coach for Mercer. Holmes, or is it on Landa? The official, Weems. The official, Charles Weems, called the technical foul on Landa. Apparently on Landa. The foul is on Holmes, and that's five. Holmes fouls out with 15:52 left in the game. Dixie, getting the big lead early, has become somewhat tentative in the second half. Now the explanation, according to the officials, that's the fifth foul on Mercer this half. Dixie has but two, and there should be a shooting situation coming. Weems, Charles Weems, now talking to Howie Landa. Weems and Landa talking. Weems now pointing to the bench and telling Landa to go sit there. Are we going to get the second technical? Weems has the whistle in his mouth. The fans in Hutchinson and the Dixie fans looking for the second technical on Landa. Now we've got it. Landa may be gone. One more and he's gone. Apparently, Landa made some motions towards Weems, and we may get a third technical on Landa. 53-44. Big break for Dixie as Mercer against the officials, Chris McMullen, to shoot the technicals. McMullen is 14 for 14 from the free throw line. Dixie has been tentative this second half. Mercer has been aggressive and it brought the 19-point margin down to a 9-point margin. At the half, it was 45-26, equaling the widest margin of the game. McMullen will shoot three. The technical on Holmes and one on Landa. First shot is up and good. Holmes gets a technical. Landa gets a technical. Now the bench technical. First shot by McMullen. Plus, Dixie gets the ball out of bounds. They would have had it anyway. Shot by McMullen. Good. McMullen, 16 consecutive free throws, 55-44. And Holmes has gone for the night. Third shot at the free throw line by McMullen. Good. McMullen with 17 free throws consecutive, 56-44. An odd game to say the least. Mercer with some momentum. Dixie playing tentative, and suddenly Mercer with a rebounding foul on Holmes, technical foul on Holmes, and one on Landa may have lost their momentum. Let's wait and see. Chris McMullen in the corner, out in front. Ants from 20. Good, Ron Ants. Dixie, with that break, had their offense moving again. 18 points for Ron Ants, 58-44. Into forecourt, Dixie will stay with that 2-3 zone. Troy Stevenson looks for help. At the angle, it goes to Michael Everett. Everett in the corner, hook pass out in front, goes to Anthony Montgomery. Cross court, deflected by McMullen, picked up by Dockery, foul, reaching in. Number 32 into the lineup, Michael Thomas picked up personal foul number one. I do not believe we'll see Dobson until it either gets very close for Mercer or until everyone else is gone. It's a common foul, 16 foul though on Mercer. Next time it's a one-on-one situation, out of bounds to Dixie against full court pressure. McMullen wants to inbound, does so to Ron Ant. Ant back to McMullen. McMullen leaves it for Brett Wade, who brings it into forecourt. Wade at the angle, picked up on the man-to-man press by Troy Stevenson. Out in front to Ron Ants at the right side to Olaf Dockery. Dixie now moving on offense. Trom Roberts out in front to Ron Ants. Ants looks for help. One bounce dribble quickly to Wade. All alone at 18. Wade shot short. Rebound, tap. Roberts, no good. Rebound, tapped around on the floor. Bounced around, and Anthony Montgomery comes up with it. Dixie not shooting that well in the second half. 60% in the first half. At the angle, Michael Everett. As Stevenson was calling for the basketball, Everett penetrates, dishes to Stevenson in the corner. Stevenson, double-team trap on Stevenson, out in front Everett. Everett drives, 10-footer, shot up, hangs and falls. Mercer with the shooting touchback, 8 points for Stevenson. 58-46, 12-point lead by Dixie. Ants quickly into forecourt, it goes to Chris McMullen. 13:34 left in the game. Dixie wants to stay in that championship bracket. Quickly to Brent Wade. Wade trying to find McMullen. McMullen can't get free to Dockery. Dockery, travel call. Made the move with the speed before he got the ball on down on the dribble. Turnover by Dixie. Dixie making some costly turnovers this half. Trying to take away that momentum that they received from the technical fouls. And Mercer, if they come back, will have a hero's effort to do it. Michael Thomas into the corner. It goes to Michael Everett. Back out in front to Michael Thomas. Thomas looks for help to Michael Everett. Everett penetrates. Loses the basketball. No. Passes to Montgomery, who hooks it up and in. Montgomery, four baskets this half. 14 points on the night. 58-48. Back to a 10-point lead by Dixie. 13 minutes left in the game. Ron Emp goes to Chris McMullen. McMullen under pressure. Turn around with the right hand. Good. McMullen 5 feet out. McMullen, fourth basket. Make it 60-48. Back out in front by 12. Dixie. Stevenson trying to push the offense a little bit. Couldn't get it going. Michael Everett back to Stevenson at the point. Dixie still in that 2-3 zone. Long jump shot. Stevenson, no good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Ron Entz. Entz quickly to Tom Roberts. And that's been the first time in a long while that Mercer has missed a shot. But they've gotten some good shots. That's why. 60-48. Dixie by 12. Dockery out in front to Brent Wade. Wade at the angle to Roberts to McMullen. Running left-handed hook. Good. Chris McMullen. McMullen shoots well from out in front. Muscles well from underneath. Likes the post up. 62-48. They got 27 points for Chris McMullen. Stevenson at the left angle. It goes to Michael Thomas. Thomas trying to find somebody underneath. Dixie will collapse upon anybody that has the basketball in deep. Trying to keep the ball away from the postman. Peoples being bottled up underneath. Out in front, Troy Stevenson. Stevenson, shovel pass, goes to Michael Thomas. Jump shot, Thomas, good. Michael Thomas puts it up and in. 62-50, Dixie by 12. 11:48 left in the ballgame. Dockery into forecourt to Brent Wade. Dixie being patient now. Wade, cross court to Ron Entz with a bounce pass. Back to Brent Wade. Wade makes the move down the keyhole. Running jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Roosevelt Peoples. Off balance was Wade when he put up the shot. Mercer could catch up. Pass deflected by McMullen, picked up by Mercer. Rebound on the shot by Ron Entz. Entz definitely has his 10 rebounds plus tonight. That's 12 straight games for Entz in double figures rebounding. At the angle, Brent Wade looks for help. Out in front to Entz. Lob pass to McMullen. Underneath, puts the shot up. No good. Foul will go to Mercer. Anthony Montgomery picks up personal foul number 4. Dixie getting the penetration that they wanted. 62-50. Dixie outstanding first half. Second half, a little bit of a struggle. 11-12 left in the game. Timeout. 62-50. Dixie out in front, back in 60 seconds.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those appetizing favorites at Burger King. Just don't think about them. Forget about our sizzling flame-broiled beef. Ignore the crunchy pickles, the melted cheese, the creamy mayonnaise. Pay no attention to our piping hot sandwiches. Using this simple technique, you might resist a bit when someone asks.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
Watch for breakfast coming soon to your St. George Burger King restaurant.
Adventures on the home front.
You drive a hard bargain, but you just bought my house.
George, I still think we should have gone through a realtor.
Nonsense. We don't need a realtor to buy a house.
Where are the schools?
Well, there's one for the criminally insane around the corner.
Oh, no.
But we are close to transportation, you said.
Very close.
Let's go see a realtor. There's financing and a lot of red tape to buying a house.
For your next real estate purchase or sale, see your Realty World agents in St. George at 246 West St. George Boulevard.
Dixie out in front by 12, 62-50. Dixie will have the basketball. Mercer trying to get back in this game. Trailed by 19 at the half. Brought it back to 9 at one point. Then the technical foul. On a foul out by Carl Holmes, and Mercer hurting tonight, missing their big man, shooting much better in the second half than they did in the first half. At the free throw line, Chris McMullen to shoot two. McMullen with 17 consecutive free throws. McMullen, after the foul by Montgomery, shot up by McMullen. Good, Chris McMullen. McMullen has spent half of this trip at the free throw line for Dixie. McMullen with 18 points. From the free throw line at all, add 5 field goals, 28 points to lead everybody. McMullen, the sophomore out of Orem, Utah. Second shot, good. Chris McMullen. 64-50, Dixie by 14 again. Dixie not really being able to blow Mercer County off the floor. It's too good a ball club to do that, even though they're missing some ball players now. Man-to-man defense once again by Dixie. At the angle, Michael Thomas picked up by Ron Entz to the baseline. Thomas, under pressure, puts the shot up and in. Michael Thomas went up over Entz, forced the shot and got it. Pick 64-52. Mercer's gone a long time without missing missing very few baskets. Brent Wade to run Entz along the baseline. Entz leans in, has the ball knocked away. There's a foul on Anthony Montgomery, and that should be five on Montgomery. Personal foul on Montgomery. Let's double check. I have that as five, but the official scorer has that as but four. There's another foul floating around someplace for Mercer. At the free throw line, Ron Entz to shoot two. Entz two for four tonight from the free throw line. Entz made the move along the baseline. 10:39 left in the game. Entz first shot, good. Ron Entz now has hit three consecutive free throws after missing his first two. Shooting 78.8% from the free throw line, 59.1% from the field. Second shot by Entz, good. Ron Entz, 20 points on the night. I had a chance to talk with Nolan Richardson from the University of Tulsa, and he confirmed what everybody knew anyway, that he's kept in touch with Ron Entz, and he would like him. In the corner, it goes to Michael Thomas, drives the baseline. Layup shot, no good. Rebound tapped around, and there's a foul on whom? On Roberts or Peoples? Roberts, apparently. And if it is on Roberts, that should be five. Personal foul on Tom Roberts. Is that five? It should be. 10:28 left in the game. Roberts fouls out of the ballgame with five personal fouls and without a point. Tom doing a yeoman work on the boards tonight. And defensively under Nate. Steve Flint back into the lineup. So Dixie has lost one. Mercer has lost two. And it's out of bounds to Mercer under their own basket. That's only the 13th foul this half by Dixie. Out of bounds.